In the East, we pray to the dawn of a new day. We can plant seeds of hope and create new beginnings. In the South, we pray to release the past, for we have only this moment, and it is in each and every moment that we must live to the fullest. In the West, we pray to look inward for introspection and cleanse and purify our minds, body, and spirit. In the North, we pray to be enlightened to all aspects of our lives and be shown our truth. Above, we pray to the Great Spirit to help us, guide us, and show us the way. Below, we pray to Mother Earth and ask her for her guidance, counsel, and love. I am Sonia Grace, a clairvoyant and healer. I'm going to talk you through three different meditations to help clear, center, and ground you. The first meditation is called Run the River. This can be done sitting in a chair with your feet on the ground, walking, or in a crowded room full of people. What matters is your intent to clear. This meditation is an opportunity to release whatever doesn't need to be in your mind and body. Close your eyes and breathe. Imagine the top of your head opening up, and also the bottom of your feet. Let your hands open up as well. Imagine a beautiful river of water running down through the top of your head, all the way through your body, down your legs and out your feet into the center of the earth. Down your arms and out your hands into the center of the earth. Allow anything that doesn't need to be there in your body to be carried away by the river, out your feet into the ground, and out your hands into the ground. If you come across a place in your body that feels blocked, see it as a log jam, and when the water reaches it, it breaks up and releases the pain, and the logs go out of your feet into the ground. Out your hands into the ground. Breathe deep as you release. Now change the color of the river to whatever color you feel healthy, vibrant, and energized with. Allow that color to fill up your entire body and being. Breathe deeply as you do so. Allow the sound to carry you through. The second meditation is called the glass ball. This is a wonderful way to rid your body of the emotions that create pain and illness inside. You can sit in a chair or lie down on your back. Once you're comfortable, put one hand on your forehead and one hand on the back of your neck. Move your feet together. Focus on the problem or illness you are dealing with in your mind. feel where this is also in your body. Move your feet into a wide stance. Keeping your hands on your forehead and on the back of your neck, imagine a glass ball floating in front of you. Put all of your problems, pain, grievances, and illness inside the glass ball. If you feel you need to have a conversation with someone, then do so inside the glass ball. Once you have done this, take the glass ball and smash it against a wall, some rocks, or break it with a hammer. You must break the glass ball for the energy to release from your emotional and physical body. Do not send it off into the air or float it away on a cloud. Now feel the energy release from your body when you break the glass ball. Allow yourself to breathe deep as you release. When you are done, you can take your hands off your head and move your legs back to a comfortable position. The most important is the grounding meditation. In this meditation, we are going to go through the chakras and create cones of energy from each chakra, allowing the energy to ground. The cones look like hoop skirts that are made of energy sent from the chakra. The smaller opening of the cone is at the chakra, and the larger base is sent to the center of the earth. We do not send our chakras anywhere, but we allow energy to ground from them. This meditation is the basis for inner work and exploration of each center. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. Make sure you are sitting in a chair or comfortably on the floor. Go into your first chakra and feel the chair or pillow beneath you. Create a cone of energy from the first chakra that goes all the way down, deeper and deeper, further and further, to the center of the earth. And ground it. Go into your second chakra, down in your belly, and create a second cone of energy that goes over the first cone, all the way down, deeper and deeper, further and further, to the center of the earth, and ground it. Now go into your third chakra in your solar plexus and imagine it like a clear, calm lake. Create a third cone of energy that goes over the first two cones and let it go deeper and deeper, further and further, all the way down to the center of the earth and ground it. Feel the first three chakras grounded. Now go into your heart and let it be like a three-dimensional sun with rays of love shining out towards others, and rays of love going in towards yourself. Create a fourth cone of energy that goes inside the first three cones and let it go all the way down, deeper and deeper, further and further, all the way to the center of the earth. And ground it with a very large base. Now go into your fifth chakra and let your throat be expansive and soft. Create a fifth cone of energy that goes inside the heart cone, letting it go deeper and deeper, further and further, all the way down to the center of the earth, and ground it. Go into your sixth chakra, or your third eye located in your forehead. Let your mind be like a blank white movie screen. Let all your thoughts go and your mind be quiet and clear. Allow a sixth cone of energy to go inside the other cones, all the way down, deeper and deeper, further and further, all the way down to the center of the earth, and ground it. Now go into the top of your head and allow it to open like a flower blossoming open. From your seventh chakra, create a cone of energy that goes inside all the other cones and let it go all the way down, deeper and deeper, further and further, to the center of the earth and ground it. We are now connecting with our higher selves and God. We are asking for the violet flame to descend and cleanse and purify any negative energy or thought forms from our bodies and auric field up into light and love. We are now asking for the white light of consciousness, the golden light of divine love, and the blue light of protection to descend and saturate every cell and every molecule in our bodies and our auric fields. We ask that all of this is done in accordance to the will of God, for the highest good of everyone and the highest good of the universe. Allow yourself to sit now in quiet and feel your chakras grounded and your body grounded and your connection to your source. It is from this place that your work truly begins. Now allow the music to help you through your process. final prayer. For each and every day, this is a prayer that would cover all levels. In accordance to the will of God, for the highest good of everyone and the highest good of the universe, I am asking that the highest angels will help, guide, and protect me throughout my day. I am asking for the violet flame to descend with the help of Archangel Michael and clear my body and my auric field. I am asking that the white light, the golden light, and the blue light descend and saturate every cell and every molecule in my body and being. I am asking that my etheric web be rewoven tight at this time, and that my auric field is surrounded by the blue light of protection. Let me experience this day with peace and love in my heart, radiating in towards myself and outward towards others. Allow me to experience my day from a place of joy. Thank you, God, for my life and for all the things you provide for me in each and every day. My final word to you is to keep asking for guidance and follow your heart. For you are a divine child of God. Love yourself and others at the deepest level of your being. And then, love some more.